Working late last night, the House and Senate passed their versions of President Bush's wartime funding bill. Both would give the president more than the $75 billion he requested. Lawmakers added money for everything from the ailing airline industry to a South Pole naval station that had a bad winter. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
When President Bush asked Congress for the so-called wartime supplemental, he sought not only money for the war in Iraq, but also authority to decide how most of it would be spent. But the power of the purse is a privilege lawmakers of both parties are loath to relinquish. Both the House and the Senate pared down drastically the funds the White House could spend with what it calls flexibility. The president had also asked Congress not to add any money to the bill that's not for the war effort. But Democrats argued that war effort should include homeland defense. Senator Barbara Mikulski of Maryland sought to increase funding for first responders by more than $2 billion.
When the country goes to code orange, our local communities go to red ink. Local governments have no place to turn except higher property taxes. We say no to higher property taxes. We say yes to more funds for Homeland Security.
But Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Ted Stevens led Republicans in resisting more domestic security funding, suggesting the Democrats' real motive was political.
There's just so much that can be put on the federal taxpayer. And we're running an enormous deficit. On the one hand, my colleagues on that side of the aisle are beating at this president every day for a deficit. And yet there isn't one amendment here that doesn't go billions above the request the president made. What for? For war.
In fact, the biggest addition to the supplemental in both chambers came from Republican ranks in the form of roughly $3 billion in relief for the airline industry, an amount the White House called excessive. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist insisted the aid is related to the war.
The one thing that we want to make sure that we do is to send a strong message that the purpose of this is to respond to the impact of the war on terror.
Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert also endorsed the airline bailout. But other Republicans, including Congressman Jim Gibbons of Nevada, protested the deal.
And today, the airline industry will get billions more dollars in federal aid without a full debate on the financial problems still plaguing the critical industry, even after this Congress gave them over $15 billion in aid in 2001.
Both the House and the Senate put restrictions on about $2.5 billion in post-war reconstruction funds for Iraq. They both sought to prevent the Pentagon from having control over such funds. House conservatives also added language limiting U.S. reconstruction contracts to firms or individuals from nations that joined the so-called Coalition of the Willing. They pointedly excluded France, Germany, China, and Russia, a group Louisiana Republican Richard Baker referred to as the Axis of Weasel.
We have to join together in this House, stand up not only to this axis of weasel, but to all those who stand in the face of Americans who fight only for one thing, to bring democratic opportunities to poor people around the globe.
The Senate version of the spending bill does not have such a restriction, and that's just one of many differences the two chambers will have to iron out before sending the bill back to the president. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.